Supporters of the idea say it would save Michigan taxpayers somewhere around $200 million a year. And with a projected budget surplus of more than $1 billion over the next couple years, they say the state can afford an election year tax cut. Republican State Representative Jeff Farrington chairs the House Tax Policy Committee.
Now with the economy improving, I think it's time to continue that rollback to 3.9.
Farrington says he'd also like to draw the income tax rate down even lower than 3.9% if the state's finances continue to improve. Many Democrats in the state legislature are also calling for a tax cut, but they say they'd rather repeal the state's tax on retiree pensions and restore tax credits for low-income families. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Jake Neer.